So today we are going to talk about money. We're going to talk about money in all its different manifestations. But from today, South Africa is getting new banknotes. Now, I am sitting with, in my hot hand, I shall have to give it back, but I'm enjoying it while I have it, a copy. The new 50 Rand banknote. Madiba is on the front, and on the back is a lion and a cub. I'm trying not to think that the lion, the large male, represents what my money used to be worth, and the cub represents what my money is worth now. But you could look at that positively and say, the cub will one day be a giant lion. But in all seriousness, the new banknotes, they look lovely, I have to say. And here to discuss them, we are joined on 702 Drive by Kuben Naidu, who's Deputy Governor of the South African Reserve Bank. We'll chat about the banknotes. A little later in the show, we'll talk about the interest rate hikes and some of the stuff around your money and mine. But Mr. Naidu, great to have you with us, and thanks for giving us your time on 702 Drive. My colleagues are in here as well. What have you got there, Vangelia 20?
I've got a 20 here.
Yeah, 20. Elephants, including a little elephant.
Yeah, elephant at the back, Madiba in the front, smaller than an elephant there on the right, which I think is a security feature. Okay. And when you tilt it and look up, you can also see an elephant on the left, which is... yeah, a bit transparent.
Okay, so you've got 20, Jono. Yeah. What have you got?
I've got a crisp 200 Rand note. No folds, so it hasn't been stuck in the bra or in the wallet. Nothing like that. Completely brand new.
Okay.
Leopard with a little cub. And very much like Mvangeli said, if you hold it up to the light, you can see like a little print of a leopard's face.
Yes.
And then on the other side, it's almost like got a raised... you know, imprint of the leopard's head as well. So
great. Yeah,
very cool.
Well, so, Mr. Naidu, welcome. Take us through the security features. I see you've got 100 and you've got a 10, but for purposes of illustration, I assume the features are the same on all of them. But welcome to the show. Take us through what we should be looking at as we get used to new banknotes.
Thank you, John, and thank you to your listeners. Let me start off by saying that we've introduced new banknotes almost entirely to upgrade the security features.
Yes.
There's new artwork on it that is, in one sense, incidental, but we take pride in our banknotes.
Yes.
But the main reason why we've introduced new banknotes is to upgrade the security features. It is good practice globally to upgrade security features every 9 to 12 years. We introduced the Madiba series note in 2012, so we're looking at about 11 years, and so it's an appropriate time. There are quite a few new features. The first, and many of Vangeli and Clint and yourself have already mentioned some of them. The metal strip in the middle of the note is enhanced and it tilts. We've got new watermark features. We have a micro print of the preamble of the Constitution around Madiba's head.
That's
a new. We also have a new system for the blind to be able a new. I guess, dots or lines for blind people to be able to recognize the notes. We have a new watermark feature, and we have something called a see-through perfect print registration on the bottom left of the front of the note.
Just to be clear, the front is with Madiba's
head. Yes, exactly.
Okay, and I'm looking bottom left.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And so that's a new perfect print match. So to make sure that we get the printing right, but it's also a security feature of the note. And there's several other security features that you'd only see under UV light or in some cases with a magnifying glass. So the micro printing is one of them. The raised printing around Madiba's head is another one of them. The hidden image, and we've got several hidden images in the text. If you look on the right of Madiba's head, you'll see a hidden image, and then the watermark is still there. We also now have the flag on the note, again as part of the security features with micro printing. We have about 43 different inks that go into a banknote.
Yes. Okay.
So quite significant. So these notes meet the most modern ISO standards for security. They're global standards, and these are amongst the most secure notes in the world today.
Hmm. So I want to ask you this. I mean, lay people, obviously, you've shared a lot of detail with us, but if you were to pick out, Mr. Naidu, two or three things that you need to remember, like, almost like your watchwords saying, hang on a bit, I'm not familiar with the note. What for you are the most easily accessed security features that people can start making a mental note of?
Sure. The metal strip in the middle of the note is different from the old notes. It's quite different. If you tilt it, you'll see the color changes. If you tilt it up and down, sort of a rolling print there.
Right.
That will be the most important one. The watermark on the left-hand side of the note, if you lift it up, you'll see the watermark of the animal of the note.
Right. I'm seeing
you'll
the lion as I
should.
You'll
also see a 10 just below that watermark, or yes. in your case, the 50,
right.
if you're holding up the 50. The raised print around Madiba's head, which you can feel...
Of the Constitution, the words.
The preamble of the Constitution.
Yes.
Which you could feel with your finger, actually.
Yeah. Those are three good ones.
Is what I would point out.
Yeah, and at the risk of being pedantic, you speak about the strip in the middle. I'm going to be pedantic and say it's a third of the way from the left-hand side. And the reason I mentioned that, I thought, it's not smack in the middle, because it's smack in the middle is the side of Madiba's head. So it's on the left-hand side. It's about a third of the way in.
You're right.
Forgive me for being
slightly to the left, as
precise as I'm being. Okay, so we have these new banknotes. I have to say they look lovely. They really do. I absolutely love the imagery of the family on the back of the note, but depending on the animal, obviously, depending on the value of the banknote. And yeah, I think you've got three good tips. I'll repeat them. Look for that strip a third of the way across. Tilt your banknote, and on the left-hand side, you'll see the animal representative of the banknote that you have, plus the value of the note. So in my case, I've got a 50. I'm seeing a lion, and I'm seeing the number 50. And then if you put your thumb or whichever finger you care to use to the writing on the left-hand side of Madiba's head, which is on all the banknotes, it's the preamble of the Constitution. You can actually, even if you're in the dark, say, yep, I've got a genuine one. You may not know how much it's worth, but you definitely know that you've got what you should have because you can feel the raised writing. So that's the new money. Of course, money is about so much more than actually the notes in your hand. Interest rates, we'll talk about those in just a moment.
I just wanted to ask, why did they remove the people and the look like Khoisan people and what looked like sloped lands in the old note? Because the new note is just animals, but in the old note we had people and what looked like impala or springbok.
I don't know why precisely they removed those people. In one sense, it was to reduce the complexity of the note.
Right.
Because we have added families of animals now, whereas in the past we just had one animal.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, well, finally, the notes will be making their way into circulation. If you've already got one or when you get your first one, give us a call. Tell us what you think. It's 19 minutes past four. Denise Erasmus for the weekend. My family and friends, we're all going through to Pretoria on Saturday. How's this? To spend the day on a course making our own shoes. Keep those coming. 21 minutes past four. Back to our conversation with Deputy Reserve Bank Governor Kuben Naidu. We've talked about the new banknotes. We'll, if we have time, have a little chat about the coins. But I do want to get into the very serious issue of the interest rate hikes. Now, 50 basis point rise, a hike, I think it's the 10th. In a row over a fairly concentrated period. One of the things let me frame it like this. There's a debate out there about the wisdom and the value of these steps. I want to put this to you, Mr. Naidu. People feel the pain of the hike, and that may well cloud any opportunity they might have to see the logic of it, because you can feel the fact that you were paying X on your car and you're now paying X plus. The larger logic of saying, well, this keeps inflation down, and what you may be losing on a larger payment, you will be gaining on the fact that your money over time will retain its value better than if we let inflation spiral. And yet inflation continues to be high, and the pain of the interest rate hikes is felt literally the next day, or if not within a very short space of time. It's a tough sell. But I invite you to try and sell it to us.
Sure. Thank you for that. It's not an easy job, as you said. It often entails taking pain in the short to medium term to try and protect not just people's income, but their savings in the longer term. Right? Inflation is it's like a cancer. It eats people's income. It eats people's savings. It reduces people's investment appetite. It's very negative for the economy. We use interest rates to try and bring down inflation. But actually, the instrument that we use only works in about 12 to 18 months' time.
Yes.
So when we increase interest rates today, yes, you're correct, it causes pain almost immediately. But the positive effects can only be seen in 12 to 18 months' time. But just one more thing is inflation has started to fall. It peaked at about 7.8% about 4, 5, 6 months ago.
Yes.
And it's now at 6.8. We're confident that it is falling. And if it continues to fall at a rapid rate, then maybe in a year or two you'll see the benefits of that. You know, in later this year or early next year, you could see the benefits of that in the form of low inflation.
Does it worry you at the Reserve Bank? And clearly you're in conversation with all arms of government, probably through well-established channels, that to an extent yours is a blunt instrument because of its wide macro reach. But the inflation pain that people feel is a consequence of other policy failings or failures to act. So, for example, we need action on food inflation that would not be achieved through interest rates. Is the Reserve Bank in a conversation with other entities, maybe Treasury, for example, saying, listen, if diesel costs in the production and retailing of food are a key driver of food inflation, do we not need to be looking at other measures? Wouldn't we do better with a package of measures as opposed to what you've just delivered this week through the MPC?
Sure, you're right. We only provide one instrument and one type of attempt to bring down inflation. Mm. But it's up to all of government. It's up to all of society in some ways to bring down inflation. If markets are more competitive, you'll have lower prices.
Yes.
If retailers did not have to burn diesel, you'd have lower prices. If the chicken producers did not have to spend hundreds of millions investing in solar, you would have cheaper chicken. So yes, it is not just up to the Reserve Bank to bring down inflation. It's a societal effect. We only one player in that. We think we play an important role. And the instrument that we use, let's be clear, we know that it causes pain.
Yes.
We know that it works through hardship. It reduces the amount of money that you have in your pocket, which forces you to either cut back on something or shop around for cheaper goods. Both of those help to bring down inflation in the economy. It is an indirect tool. It works indirectly. But that is worldwide the main instrument that's used.
I want to ask this, I mean, just around mechanics, the Reserve Bank does what the Reserve Bank does. The banks then make the decisions that they do. There's nothing automatic about that, is there? I mean, the banks don't have to go up a certain amount based on what you do. Is that a conversation you have with banks saying, look, you know, based on your results, you seem to be doing pretty well. Can you cut us 25 basis points on every 6 months on your lending rates?
Well, actually, we would like there to be almost full transmission between what we do and what the banks do on both sides, right? We'd like deposit rates to go up and we'd like lending rates to go up too when we put up interest rates. So ideally, we would like that to happen because that's what is called the transmission mechanism. And the quicker that happens, actually, the quicker we can bring down inflation. So yes, banks do have a degree of discretion. Banks could say, well, we're having a good year, we won't put up the interest rate by the full amount. We actually have means and instruments to try and force banks or encourage banks, incentivize banks to actually put the pass through to the consumer.
So let's just finish off with what Americans would call the nickels and dimes. We've got a 10-cent piece, we've got a 20, a 50, a 1, a 2, and a 5. The 10 has got a B, yeah?
Yes, it's a honeybee, the Cape honeybee.
To a sweeter life, there's an aloe that would be involved in that process, depending on what kind of honey you like. Is this an eagle on the 50?
No, 50? It's a turaco or a luri, as I would know it.
Oh, a turaco. Okay, lovely, lovely. Beautiful bird. On the one, we've got a protea, yeah?
Yes.
And on the two, we have some Impala. Impala or Springbok?
Impala, sorry.
Impala, yeah. And then we've got whales, yeah?
Yes, on the 5 Rand, we've got a whale.
I'm going to have
to
spend
new.
Some of my money on, what do you call it, on some glass, better glasses. The coins, is there anything we should look at?
It's a new coin series. In fact, it is a brand new coin. It's what we call the fourth decimal series. Right? Mm-hmm. It's quite different. In many ways, the design still reflects what we call a deep ecology theme with the animals. The 1 Rand is unique. It does not have the coat of arms on the back. It's actually got the South African flag, which is the tails side if you're going to be tossing a coin in a football match. Again, the whale and the young whale, it's a beautiful artistic depiction that's on the 5 Rand coin.
So just a final question, and briefly if you can, Deputy Governor, one of our listeners has said if you discuss the security features, you are alerting forgers and crooks, a thought?
No, we discussed the security features with the public because we want the public to be able to know what is a real note and what is not.
Yes.
South Africa has a very low counterfeiting rate. We think it's around 5 parts per million. If you are at about 12 parts per million, you're in trouble. We like to keep it that low, and that's why we've introduced new security features. So the more that the people know about the banknotes, the less likely they can be duped with a counterfeit note.
Thank you so much. Kuben Naidu joining us here on 702 Drive. Good to have you with us. Thank you. Okay, that's that, but it's not the end of our conversations about money because it's time for the market report.